My name is Harrison, if I've not met you, and we are, again, excited that you are here. Sometimes, jumping back into school. You guys start school tomorrow, a lot of you? Sometimes the end of the summer can be not a fun time of the year, more of a bummer time of the year, unless it comes every 4 years in the Olympics. Have you guys been watching the Olympics lately? It's been unbelievable. What's your favorite Olympic event? What do you love watching? Basketball, swimming, any water polo fans? Nice. Oh, yeah. There have been so many events to watch. So many cool things have happened in the Olympics. I don't know about you, but I have been glued to the TV, just wanting to watch every single second of it. So if you're trying to stream it during wake right now, don't. We'll take your phone and throw it. Just kidding. But I loved watching the Olympics, and there have been a ton of memories. So before we jump in, I want to relive some of the memories of Rio 2016. And probably better than any Olympic medal or any underdog story has been Phelps' face. So here it is, Michael Phelps before one of his races. The iconic face of Michael Phelps that will never be forgotten. It went viral over Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook, everything, and it became a hashtag, #PhelpsFace. And so people have been making memes. I want to show you a couple of my favorite. The first, when you're about to swim against someone dressed like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, it's time to use Phelps' face. Or the favorite, when you're craving Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday, you just can't help it. It is just, it's automatic. Your face becomes that. So if that's you for lunch today, you're fully justified to look that way at your parents. And just show them the hashtag. So there's been a lot of fun memories, a lot of crazy things. Usain Bolt, 3-time Olympic champion, fastest man in the world. That's not even the end of the race. He continues to go faster and move away from the competition. Unbelievable. Then there was Michael Phelps. He is now the most decorated athlete ever. He has 28 medals, 23 gold medals. Unbelievable in his career what he's been able to accomplish. Fun to watch him. Katie Ledecky was unbelievable. Look at that. She's about to finish an Olympic race with real-time good swimmers. And it looks like she is just hanging out in the pool by herself, about to finish above the world record. You can see this is all of the competition way behind her. This is crazy. Like, this doesn't happen. It was unbelievable. But probably the most talked about, more than anybody else at the Olympics, was Simone Biles. And the entire U.S. gymnastics women's team, but Simone Biles, they're saying, is maybe the best gymnast that has ever lived. Now, this isn't just like me and my poor opinion, like, wow, she must be good. She's won a lot of medals and stuff. This is like old champions and Olympians who blew people away then who are going, this girl is like nobody we've ever seen. She is the greatest. And she has won now more medals than any gymnast ever in world champions and in an Olympic events. And so it is crazy to watch her. And I don't know about you, but when I watch these Olympic games, I just go, how do they do that? How are they ready? There's no way I could jump into a competition like that. Have you thought this? Like, man, I don't even think I could even stand on this 4-inch stick, much less do that. But like, even if I just went like this, I think I'd fall right off. I'd be scared just to get on it. And here she is just staring it down like that. That is an unbelievable picture. But I couldn't get in the swim lanes in any of those meets. I couldn't run the track. I just go, there is no way I could do that. But some of you guys are probably looking at it and going, man, that would be awesome. That'd be awesome to be that good at that thing. Some of you may even do some of these events, and those are the athletics you participate in. Even in these games, there were a bunch of swimmers competing in all of these different events who over and over said, man, I've been watching Michael Phelps since I was a kid, and I wanted to learn from him. I wanted to be that. We want to be like these people. In our celebrity culture, we want to be like these famous people. We want the Olympic fame. But do we want Olympic faith? We desire and we're glued to the TV and we love what we get to see on this level of athleticism. But do we get just as excited to see men and women live out their relationship with Jesus Christ? Do we get just as much excitement about wanting to do the same? And if you're like me, probably not. But that's what God calls us to. And so this morning, I want to call you guys to the same thing that God is calling you to be a part of, to make his name famous. Not just as your parents are over there, they're going to do it. I'm talking about you guys as the church. And it's not just me who's saying it. Scripture says the same thing with the same athletic analogy. So if you've got your Bibles, pull them out on your phone, in your physical Bible. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament. Let me give you some context of where we are. The guy who wrote this is a man named Paul. Paul was an apostle. Paul was in a group of guys specifically used by God to begin the church right after Jesus ascended into heaven. Paul is writing to a group of people in a town called Corinth. Corinth is a town a lot like Dallas. Sometimes in our culture today, I can go, man, why are we so messed up? Why are we so far from God? How come there's all this crazy stuff about abortion, homosexuality, people just running off the deep end? But it's not new. This is happening all in this crazy town of Corinth too. And so Paul is writing to the church. And it's the same thing that God has for us today. And so like I said, they're using this athletic analogy. In Corinth, Corinth is near Greece, and the Olympic Games happened all the way back then, 2,000 years ago. The Olympics are not just new. And so there was another event that was almost as important as the Olympics that happened in Corinth. And so this group of people understands this analogy just as fresh as we do, having watched the Olympics. And this is what Paul has to say to the church at Corinth. Chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. And so as Paul is writing to this church to say, hey, here's how I want to challenge you. Here's how I want to help you. Here's what I'm going to call you to. I want you guys to hear the same thing. 6th, 7th, 8th grade students in Dallas, Texas at Watermark Community Church. We want to help you. And the first thing that we want to do is we want to help you run the race. We want to help you get in the race. Paul talks about we all run, but some are going to run and get the prize. We are all in a race of life, and a lot of us are in the race of the spiritual life. And there is a prize that's coming. There is a prize at the end, and it's Jesus. It says in here, it's not this imperishable, or it's not a perishable prize. Back then, Olympic athletes would get a wreath of leaves. Do you know what a wreath is? This circle thing that your mom probably puts on the door, and it kind of looks funky, but she loves it. Paid way too much money for it. It's a wreath. And it was this amazing thing of made out of olive leaves or different kind of leaves, and they would get that placed on their head after working so hard, and they were so excited, just like these athletes with a medal. And then a couple days later, it fades away. And with leaves, they died. A couple days from now, we're going to forget all the Olympics. We're going to forget what happened. Life moves on. They trained and worked hard for a perishable prize, but for us, an imperishable prize, and it's Jesus. But we want to help you be in the race. Not just watch the race happen, not watch your parents run the race or your leaders run the race or other people that have stronger faith run the race, but God wants you in the race. Not to watch in the grandstands and not to flee from the arena because you're too scared or insecure or feel unprepared. We want to help you run the race. And guys, you hear him say, I don't just run aimlessly. If I'm preparing for the Olympics, I'm not just going to go, well, I don't know, maybe I'll try a mile today. Maybe I'll just go for 15 minutes a day. Surely that'll get me in Olympic shape. Like Simone Biles, they've done interviews with her. She says that she has never been to a high school football game. She's never been to a dance related to her school because she is diligent and disciplined to train for what she is preparing to do. That doesn't mean as a Christian that you can't go to dances and can't go to football games. I hope you do. But some of you guys think that someday you will have this amazing faith just because a couple times a week you open your Bible. It doesn't work that way. Olympic athletes don't happen because they want to. Olympic athletes happen because they train hard. And I want you to hear something very clearly before we move on. You don't have to try to work harder and train harder to earn God's approval. You don't have to try to do better things or Christian things so that when the race ends, then God will be happy with you and give you the prize. No, we train and discipline ourselves because the prize is there. And we want to do it for the glory of the Lord. And so we want to give everything that we've got so He will be glorified. And so that we can continue to run the race as best as we can and be best prepared for however God calls us to do that. So the first thing that we, when I say we, I mean me, our staff here at Watermark, your leaders, your parents, we want to help you run the race and be equipped with God's word, with resources on how to share your faith, on what to do when life seems crazy and you don't know how to handle it. We want to help you. So we want to help you run the race. The other thing we want to do is connect you to a team. So many of these events are individual, and people have to be ready to do their thing at their time. But then you also see these great team events where you see Simone Biles with the whole USA team rallying together to try and be the best together because they can't do it alone. They can't do all of those events and beat whole other teams. Or Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian that's ever lived. In interviews, he says, my favorite events are when I get to do it with Team USA. When I get to do it with these other guys that encourage me, challenge me, and make me better. There's all kinds of stuff with Ryan Lochte. We'll leave that away. But Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps have gone head-to-head. But when they are in the team, they are bettering each other and pushing each other because they need each other. Guys, we're not made to do the Christian life alone. We want to help you be on a team. You heard me talk about small groups earlier. We want to get you on a team with other guys, if you're a guy, or other girls, if you're a girl, and a coach as a small group leader. Because I hope you know, we're not just trying to say, hey, you got to be better, you got to do better, because that's what God calls us to. We want to help you learn. You don't just become an Olympic athlete, and you don't just happen to have Olympic faith. You got to train, and you got to start somewhere, and we want to help you. Raise your hand if you're a leader in this room. Some of these are your leaders, and they love you. They don't have to be here. They choose to be here because they love you, and we love you, and we want to help encourage you and spur you so that we can grow in our faith together. So we want to help you run the race and connect you to a team, and we want to do it all for God's glory and help you do it for God's glory. When you see these Olympians and they are in their interview afterwards, most of the time they're not like, yeah, I'm the best! Check it out! They're excited, but most of them go, man, I did this for Team USA. I did it for my country. They throw the flag, not a flag with their face on it. They throw the American flag because they are representing their country, and they are proud to do it. They are prepared to run their event or swim their event or whatever it is, but they do it for the glory of their country. And as believers, we get to glory in so much way better than America, but in our God. But we have to be prepared. There was a group of divers, it wasn't in the Olympics, but a group of divers that went seemingly prepared to an Asian Olympic diving event. Check out these Filipino divers. Like you look at these guys, especially compared to the Olympics. Last night was the men's diving platform competition. And you see these guys just do it perfectly, and they're like nitpicking. Oh, there's a little too much splash. Like, whatever. That bro killed it. But we watch this, and I hear you guys, when he backflops, you're like, oh! Not only because it hurts, but you're like, bro, what are you doing in the competition? Like, that's really the best you've got, Singapore? Or whatever, wherever they're from. The Philippines. You're like, are we for real right now? They sent you. Guys, sometimes people look at the way you live your life and call yourself a Christian and they think you're a joke. Because we represent the living God.
that are redeemed by faith in Jesus Christ and his Spirit living through us. And many of us say that we are followers of Jesus Christ. But when we go out into the arena of life, sometimes people just look at us and go, wait, really? If that's the standard, why do I need to do that? I could backflop like that today. You say that you're disciplined, that you're training yourself, that you follow Jesus? Nah. And I say that not because you have to be perfect. I tell you that because people are watching. People watch what you do, watch what you say. And it doesn't mean that you have to be good Christian people and do these Christian things so that you look better, so that other people will come to church too. You are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. You are representatives, not just of your country at the Olympic Games, but of your God, who has left it in your hands to glorify him by the way you live your life and tell others. That is an unbelievable privilege. And some of us are just backflopping. And so I want you to hear me say, we want to help you. Those Olympic divers, they probably backflopped a lot. You even see the best of the best, Simone Biles, who was supposed to just kill the balance beam. She didn't. She stumbled. And it's okay. No one goes, well, there you go. We knew it would happen. She goes, hey, I'm human. That's life. Let's move on. Help me. And she celebrates her teammates who did. Guys, that's the Christian life. We don't have to be perfect. God is. And he knows we're not. But he calls us to represent him for his glory anyways. So guys, I want you to hear me say, we want to help you run the race with a team of others, all for God's glory. Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian ever. As I watch him, I hear the announcers say, I hear him say that he has been thinking of this moment, that day, that race for 4 years. This guy's done it over and over. He's done it for years and years and years and Olympics after Olympics. But he said, hey, I didn't want to end that way. I've been thinking of this race and this week every day, every week, every year for 4 years. And that's been the way he's lived his life for 16 years. Can you imagine thinking of one thing in the future? One thing every day when you wake up, every day when you go to sleep, just going, hey, it's coming and I want to be ready. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, it says, hey, throw off every weight that's there, every sin that clings so closely. Run with endurance the race before us and look to Jesus. Guys, someday Jesus is coming to come bring his people with him. Someday we will go dwell with him forever. Jesus is the prize, both now and forever. Do you wake up every day going, I can't wait to be with Jesus now and when I get to be with him forever? I pray you do. You don't just wake up and become a man of God or a woman of God by accident. It comes from waking up every day and be willing to discipline yourselves and do whatever it takes so that we can give God the glory because of how he's greatly loved us and we can go love others. So I want you to hear again. We want to help you run the race, connected on a team with others, all for God's glory. And I pray that you jump in. That's what we are committing to you. Let's go get them. Heavenly Father, thank you for these students. I thank you that you've placed them here in Dallas in the Bible Belt at Watermark to be equipped, not just to soak it up, not to just feel better about themselves, not to just check it off a box, but to leave here and go out and love others. Tonight, Lord, the Olympics are over, but tomorrow our journey begins. Our race continues as we run what you've called us to in the middle of the hallways, at practice after school, at band practice, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. I pray that we will glorify you with all that we are. I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you've loved us so much you sent your son Jesus to die for us and to then raise up from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin and death so that we could have relationship with you, the imperishable prize of Jesus Christ and his Spirit in our lives. Lord, let us be disciplined and diligent, not to earn your approval, but to show of your greatness and goodness to a watching world as they are amazed of who you are and how you love us. We love you, Lord. I pray that you give these junior high students boldness and courage to go proclaim your name this week. Let us, as a church, equip them in whatever way we can. In Jesus' name, amen.